Time to talk a little bit about the Wounded Warrior Project and something new that they have come up with. We have with us Aaron Fletcher, Doctor of Psychology and Director of the Wounded Warrior Project's Warrior Care Network. Dr. Fletcher, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
And also with us is Tanya Oxendine, veteran, who is living with PTSD. Doctor, if you can kind of describe PTSD as well, and I mean, we kind of hear that post-traumatic stress disorder, but what does that mean in reality for returning veterans?
Absolutely. So a post-traumatic stress disorder is one of the, what we would call one of the signature wounds of war. And post-traumatic stress disorder starts with a traumatic event, as described kind of, you know, in the word itself. And one of the cardinal features of post-traumatic stress disorder is that kind of re-experiencing of the trauma. So you're remembering it, you're you know, triggered by certain sounds or smells, you know, and those memories, you know, really bring up a lot of anxiety, can bring up sadness, it brings up, you know, irritability, and it makes it difficult to really transition back into, you know, civilian life and really thrive in your community.
Is it delayed or immediate? I mean, in a sense of how it's discovered that you have it.
You know, that really varies on the individual. You know, Tanya and I were just talking that the symptoms of PTSD are very similar. There's some common ground as it relates to the disorder itself, but how it presents in the individual is pretty unique.
And Tanya, if you could share your story, what are some of the things that you discovered you were going through?
Yes, some of the things that I discovered I was going through, like Aaron mentioned, was just the trauma from. I was a victim of military sexual trauma. I also deployed to both Iraq and Afghanistan. So just some of the things that I experienced or witnessed while deployed just brought back so many memories. I knew I was dealing with something while I was serving. However, my mission was to take care of America's sons and daughters, not necessarily worrying about myself. And then when it was time to make that change and to transition, it really hit me because I was left with trying to reconnect. I felt like I was lost, and I didn't know how to reconnect, and I had to reach out for help. And I did that and was introduced to the Wounded Warrior Project, and then there was also, from the Wounded Warrior Project, I was introduced to the
Warrior
Care Network. Thank you, Aaron. And I attended the Warrior Care Network, one of the four, when I was in Atlanta, Georgia, the Emory Healthcare Program for Veterans. And I would just like to reiterate, as we veterans deal with or experience post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, depression, or anything mental health related, the first thing to do is to reach out and ask for help, because there are so many organizations and people that are willing and able to help us.
It seems, though, that sometimes reaching out is something that somebody in the military, I can fix it, I can take care of myself as well. Did you do this on your own, or did you have other people sort of pushing you in that direction?
Great question. No, I did not have anyone pushing me in that direction. And the reason I did it on my own, and it was tough to do because although we work as a team and, you know, have our camaraderie in that, for myself as a senior leader, I was also very independent and tried to do a lot of things on my own, to fix things on my own. However, one day while I was at work, I was stationed out at the Pentagon. And one day while I was at work, I was looking out of the window, and I worked in a very secure area, and the windows did not open. And I was thinking about, if this window would open, I would jump out the window. And I thought about my sons, my adult sons, and they are my why. And I said I did not want to leave that legacy of suicide, because I didn't want that to be a part of their life. So I took it upon myself that day to go to the hospital on Fort Belvoir in Virginia and ask for help.
Wow. You have those stories where people in a fleeting moment like that where they have their thoughts and if they don't change their mind, they would go through it and you end up with the traumatic, you know, conclusion on that. Let's talk a little bit, Dr. Fletcher, about the Warrior Care Network, how that sort of fits in with the Wounded Warrior Project's mission and what it does.
Absolutely. So Wounded Warrior Project's Warrior Care Network is a partnership with Wounded Warrior Project and four world-renowned academic medical centers across the country that provide 2 to 3 weeks of intensive outpatient mental health treatment for those invisible wounds of war, for disorders like post-traumatic stress disorder, substance use disorder, traumatic brain injury, anxiety, and depression. And this treatment is conducted by, you know, clinical providers that are trained in military cultural competence. So they really understand, you know, all of the acronyms and the you know military systems. So the participants don't feel like they have to spend their time re-explaining all that. They can really get down to the hard work necessary to heal. And the treatment is delivered in a cohort. So it's a group of veterans that have shared similar experiences. And we know that there's a healing factor to that. You know, Tanya mentioned that camaraderie and that sense of, you know, feeling connected and not feeling alone. And that cohort model really brings that together and allows veterans to heal and to lean on each other.
Does this involve a lot of talking? Is there medication involved? Is there sort of other things? What sort of are part of the regimen?
Absolutely. So this treatment is, you know, comprehensive and holistic in nature, meaning it's really focused on treating the whole person. As we mentioned, you know, these symptoms can present themselves differently based on the individual, and this treatment doesn't take a cookie-cutter approach. We're really looking to tailor-make it to what's going to suit that individual. The, you know, primary treatment modalities are, you know, cognitive processing therapy and prolonged exposure therapy that are, again, the gold standard in treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder. There's a combination of individual and group mental health treatment. And as I mentioned, as we take a look at that whole person, we're also, you know, addressing your physical health with fitness and nutrition. There's a family component. We know that, you know, these individuals, you know, the participants are not going to go through this alone. Their family members have struggled with this. We want to ensure that when that veteran goes home, everybody's kind of speaking the same language, that they understand the work that's been done, and they can really help, and that family members can really help support their loved one kind of maintain the gains that they achieved in treatment.
Tanya, tell me a little bit about some of the things or at the moment where you realize this help is working. I'm feeling different because of it.
Yeah, some of the moments, like Aaron mentioned, family members are invited. So my son, my youngest son at the time, he was an adult, and I said, would you like to come to the treatment with me? And he just burst out in tears and said, absolutely, because he didn't understand what I was going through. You know, I'm a strong mom and going to work every day. You know, I'm a drill instructor. I was a paratrooper jumping out of airplanes, and I have all these soldiers that I'm responsible for. So he never saw that side of me. So when he did and he was able to come to the counseling with me, like Aaron said, it was a better understanding for him so that he could better support me as well when he was home from college and that type of thing. So, again, I just always want to reiterate, and this is why I share my story, because to try to eliminate and break that stigma of mental health, of veterans and other people not reaching out for help. And that's the main thing, is that we have to reach out for help, because I felt like I was fighting every step that I took, and I just was tired, I was worn out, I was beat down, I couldn't take another swing, and thank goodness for the Wounded Warrior Project, who was there to lift me up and carry me on their shoulders, hence their logo. So that's what they did for me.
You mentioned also about, you know, family is important, and we hear stories, yes, where families sometimes become disconnected. They don't understand. The person that's back with them is not the one that left to serve our country.
Right.
If people want to find out more, get information on this and sort of follow on this, where do they go get the information, Aaron?
Absolutely. So if folks are interested, please check out our website at woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone, and we're here to help.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate Tanya sharing your story with us today, and thank you, Dr. Fletcher, for information on this program today.
Thank you
so much.
Here we have a little bit of information about Wounded Warrior and Wounded Warrior Project's care network. Again, our guest today has been Aaron Fletcher, Doctor of Psychology, Director of Wounded Warriors Project's Warrior Care Network, and also Tanya Oxendine, who served our country living with PTSD. It is 7:50 at WEOL.